Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The warning for the fire burning out of control in the Perth Hills has been downgraded to Watch and Act level. The alert covers parts of Red Hill, Millenden, Herne Hill and Baskerville, where there remains a possible threat to lives and homes. A community building and sheds have been destroyed. The cause of the fire is suspicious. Incident controller Murray McBride says blustering winds have eased, but crews will be on high alert throughout the night.
We did get winds this morning around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at 70 kilometres. An hour. They have dropped to around 30 kilometres an hour. They even seem like they've dropped a bit more at the moment.
The mental well-being of children is set to improve with new acute care response teams to be set up in Perth and the Great Southern. The state government has set aside nearly $47 million to boost crisis care services. Donald Trump has lashed out at Kevin Rudd. In an interview, the former US president suggested Australia's ambassador to the US might not stay in his role for long if he returns to the White House.
I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
Specialised one-bedroom modular homes for seniors are being rolled out by the state government today. Housing Minister John Kerry unveiling four tiny houses in Spearwood that only take 12 weeks to build. A buyer hasn't been found for troubled vacuum retailer Godfrey's, and it's shutting for good. All stores will be closed by May, affecting more than 190 staff. To sport, Fremantle is keen to keep Hayden Young in the midfield despite the urge to move him to defence. The Dockers need to cover three missing defenders this Saturday against the Roos, but coach Justin Longmuir likes Young at the contest.
I've spoken about getting midfield right all pre-season, and when the midfield's right, it does help the backs out, so we want to make sure we get that balance through there.
And two changes for the Matildas squad for next month's Olympic warm-up against Mexico in Texas. Defenders Courtney Nevin and Courtney Vine are back, while Chloe Legazzo is out.